You are live.
Good evening, everyone. I'd like to call this meeting to order, the Medina Township Trustees. This is a regular scheduled meeting for April 29th of 2021. The time now is 7:03 p.m. May I please have a roll call?
Mr. Stoka?
Here.
Mr. Johnson?
Here.
Would you please stand for the pledge? I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. This time, can we please take a moment of silence for our military veterans, both here and abroad, as well as our first responders? Thank you. First up on the agenda is approval of payroll.
Do you want to just talk about this before? Or do you want to make your motion first? That doesn't matter to me.
We can talk about it first. That's fine.
Okay, so we had several issues with payroll again. Chuck did catch one early on, so he got that resolved for me, or for us, which we should. We're all in us. So that was fixed, but we had our zoning secretary turn in a payroll that was incorrect. So she won't get paid until the next time around. Again, I'll just repeat, I am not there to sit there with a calculator and add things. We talked about separately, you and I have talked about that her time sheet cannot be handwritten anymore. It's a mess.
Yeah, because I did tally up the numbers and they added up, but I didn't see the fine print all that, because I thought it was a six.
Right.
It's always, this is not the first time
just
this
has happened. We'll have it make sure.
Yeah, we'll have it typed up.
So, and again, I would just ask that you guys be add those because, again, all I'm supposed to be doing is putting numbers into paychecks. So that was a problem. And then we had our broken record time. We had our police department that did not turn in their payroll correctly. They refused to request their comp time be converted.
Angela, let's just, payroll was turned in correctly other than the overtime, the comp time, which we did not know how to do it.
When you say
I called on Sunday asking how it could be done. You explained it to me after a few minutes and that, but it really wasn't a whole big explanation into that. They still had it on their pay sheet.
And as we've spoken about, Mike, not only was an email sent out back in January showing everybody how to get the help and tutorials that they needed, we had a training seminar, I believe, in February, I think it was, February 11th up here, March 11th, I forget the date, but we had the PowerPoint, everybody went home with a handout.
I don't think comp to overtime to comp was covered, but let's also state that everything's been changed over to paychecks now, correct?
Hold on, please.
All right, go ahead, Angela.
So, everyone has the information at their fingertips. They just have to click on the little question mark and type in, how do I convert overtime to comp? They will have any, or how do I do this, or how do I do that? It is so simple, and they know this. And the service department had the exact same information, and they had no problem with this. You and I had this conversation. So whenever you start a sentence with, it's only this or it's only that, we have had this conversation so many times.
Let's also put it out too that I don't agree with the way we rolled out paychecks this time to make sure everything was in there. It ended at the last week of our pay period. It should have started at the beginning of a pay period. So if there was any questions, people could have asked them within that 2 week time frame versus waiting a week and then having to go back and chief adjusting and adding things and things like that. So,
do you remember on the meeting on the 22nd when I said, I don't think we should be pushing this down the road and we should do this right now? And you said, it can't be done right now. And I said, so you're just going to keep pushing this down the road. You're going to kick this down the road. And you said, well, yeah, that's just how it's going to be. So I agree with you. We shouldn't have done it this way. But you guys forced it to be this way. So now you're going to say it shouldn't have been done this way?
We should have waited for the beginning of a pay period, was my suggestion.
Mike!
But it happened, it was the last week of a pay period, So we were, everybody was scrambling. So going forward.
Wait.
We should all be on the same page now because Paychex is going to be used the way it's supposed to be used.
So there's going to be excuse after excuse after excuse. So let me just, okay. So let's just, who cares? Because honestly, this is obviously going to continue to be excuse after excuse. So let me just explain. Several officers who did not request the conversion to comp the correct way, the only way to get around that in the Paychex system was to have Paychex handle that, because we, as the Paychex won't let admin.
Right, they lie.
Correct, we talked about this.
They don't want us in there messing with their overtime. So they did, because I had the paper time sheets to show them that, yes, this was a request. So they went in and did the request for them, and then I approved it. However, there was one employee who made the request, and she had the wrong conversion rate.
She rounded off.
Right, well, you can't do that because that's inaccurate. So I would not, they wouldn't do the conversion since it was inaccurate, and I certainly can't do it.
Right.
So she got paid out on her overtime hours. That's simple. The simple, that was the only way to do it, because.
She went back in and put it?
She did not.
In the computer? I talked to her on the phone, and she did it.
No, she didn't. There was no request in there.
On Paychex?
Mm-mm. Nope. And then I was told I was getting a clean timesheet the next day. I never did.
Right.
So I had no other option.
With her to make sure she turns in the clean timesheet.
Well, it doesn't, I mean, I need a clean timesheet, but she's going to have to make that timesheet now show the 1.25 hours of overtime, because that was my only option to do this payroll, or we would have had to run another payroll, which would have cost the township $80 to run.
Okay.
And I was unwilling to do that.
All right.
So, now, go ahead with your motion.
This time I'd like to make a motion to approve payroll check dated 4/30 of 2021. Total amount is $43,949.58, with $7,133.72 in withholdings, deductions, and liabilities.
Second.
Any more discussion?
Just one thing. The accruals are part of that, the accrual project that, and it is completed, and they're perfect, just so everyone knows. You know, the accruals that we all discuss and complain about every meeting, they are 100% spot on perfect.
Is that one officer's that was, you know, that's now been corrected?
Can you remind me what you're talking about?
Just Mr. Wheeler's. His was a little off.
Oh, yeah. It just wasn't mapped in properly.
Right. Okay,
for some
that's fine.
Reason. But
yes,
sure. No, that has all been corrected.
Okay.
And yes, but what I'm saying is, so Matt Ventura, who, you know, everyone knows is my husband, so, and Officer Miltner had the numbers that they sent over. And just for full just disclosures, when I sent those to you guys on that Monday night of my surgery, I in no way, shape, or form should have been sending out emails the night of my surgery. So my little typos, that was my fault. But that was not Matt and Nick's fault. So I fixed those, but they are perfect. So they're done. We've got them into Paychex. Everything's been mapped in, and we don't have to have accruals. But we do have to have them tracked in-house too.
Yes, I'm working on that.
That is something
I'm
going to
take that for right now until we have somebody that we can transfer it over to.
Okay. Now, I think Denny's still planning on tracking his, right, Denny?
Yeah, that's fine. I'll have Denny work, and I'll track the police department ones.
And I think Elaine tracks hers anyhow.
She usually does.
But I don't know if once.
I'll just make sure every couple months I'll follow up with Elaine and follow up with Denny, make sure that there's no discrepancies or anything like that.
Okay, perfect.
Sound good, Denny? All right, roll call.
Mr. Stopa?
Aye.
Mr. Johnson?
Aye.
Next up is approval of supplemental appropriation by resolution. This time I move to adopt resolution number 0429-2021-030 to approve the supplemental appropriation reallocation of funds from line 2031-330 2023-740-0000, machinery, equipment, and furniture to line 2031-330-323-0000, repairs and maintenance, totaling $8,000.
Second.
Discussion?
I want to know what's that, what it's for.
This is for his repairs on his tow motor, correct?
Well, no, I mean, it's just really, we didn't expect the forklift to go, and honestly, there really wasn't enough in that permanent budget anyways, so we kind of knew that this was going to come. We didn't know it was going to come so soon in the year, so we just moved.
Okay.
And machinery equipment was overfunded a bit, so yeah, this should take us through 2021, so.
Okay. Roll call.
Mr. Stoba?
Aye.
Mr. Johnson?
Aye.
Next up is purchase orders and training requests. Chuck, do you have any tonight?
No.
All right, I have a couple. So the first one, I'd like to make a motion for purchase order requisition. The department's going to be service. The vendor's going to be Laser Line. It's for apply rust protection on 9 vehicles for the service department. The total amount is $2,240.
That's it?
That's
second.
It. Discussion?
I've been doing this every couple of years. It really helps as far as the rust goes. On the frames and the bottom of the vehicles.
This is like that undercarriage, like, okay.
We actually found it out to OTA
1 year.
Roll call, please.
Mr. Stoba?
Aye.
Mr. Johnson?
Aye.
Do you have a preference? I think we did it out of professional technical. Okay.
Next up, I'd like to make a purchase order requisition. The department's going to be the police department. The vendor's going to be North Gateway Tire. This is for the township's portion of the repair to unit number 6. After the insurance cost, the total is going to be $654.04.
How much was it?
$654.04.
Second.
This is for that one vehicle that hit the curb in that we sent to insurance. This is the portion that we're responsible for after repairs. Roll call.
Mr. Stoba?
Aye.
Mr. Johnson?
Aye.
And the last one I have, this time I'd like to make a purchase order requisition. The department's going to be the police department. The vendor's going to be Tire Source Medina. This is also for the township's portion of repairs to Unit 6 after the insurance. The total amount's $345.96.
Second.
Again, could you repeat that?
$345.96.
So when you made that first purchase order requisition that you withdrew before we, the $1,500, so it was only to one, you were only doing it to North Gateway at that time, so
right.
Why is it split up now?
Because this is for the tire, I believe, the tire and all that.
So the North Gateway Tire can't do it?
Hold on here, let me see exactly.
It's probably Goodyear Tire and it probably needed.
Yeah, that's what it was.
Okay.
Yes.
So what was going on at that time? They weren't gonna, you just hadn't gotten a quote on the tire
yet?
We
hadn't got a quote on the tire yet.
And did the insurance company know about this tire source though?
Yes, because it was on the email. There's an email on both of them.
Okay.
Stating
I just want to make sure.
What the two portions were.
Okay, cool.
Roll call, please.
Mr. Stoba?
Aye.
Mr. Johnson?
Aye.
Are you done with them?
Yes.
Okay, so I just have some stuff to ask you guys. So back in February 4th, we had approved a purchase order to the Medina Chamber of Commerce. I don't know if you remember.
Yeah.
So it was approved, however, only Merck signed it. So was that something that you guys were not wanting to do? Did you change?
No, I might not have seen it.
Okay, so what I'm going to ask is that, because I always put these on the back table when I bring them in with the Board of Trustees.
Right.
Please always sign these because they cannot go in the book.
It's up there.
It might have got caught.
Okay, so you could sign this because, and then I'll, because the, she, I didn't pay it, you know, because I didn't have the signed purchase order. So we'll let Nick, you'll let her know tomorrow that we'll be paying that next time around. Okay, and then, let's see here, I think we had, okay, that's, yeah, I think that's it. There was one other one that didn't get signed, I believe.
Yeah, that was paid though.
Right, but, so anytime, just like.
Yeah, we'll just, we'll double check.
And then there's another one, so he'll pull it out for you guys and make sure.
Usually we flip through and sign them.
Yeah, paper clip or something might get one, but.
Yeah, the auditor wants to make sure all of those are signed.
Yeah, we'll double check them.
Yes, please, please sign them.
So if I'm the last one or whatever, I'll just make sure, or if you're the last one.
Yeah, because that last time I did star tag one for when you guys, when somebody missed one, but.
Yep. All right, next up is site plans. At this time, I'd like to make a motion to accept the recommendation of the zoning commission and approve a change of use for Crash Champions located at 3964 Pearl Road. As presented.
Second.
And look at it, she had not, she put a not in there. Roll call.
Mr. Stopa.
Aye.
Mr. Johnson.
Aye.
Next up, I'd like to make a motion to accept the recommendation of the zoning commission and approve a change of use for H&R Photography located at 3282 Old Weymouth Road as presented.
Second.
Discussion on this? Roll call.
Mr. Stopa.
Aye.
Mr. Johnson.
Aye.
And this time I'd like to make a motion to accept the recommendation of the zoning commission and approve a directional sign for H&R Photography located at 3282 Old Weymouth Road, not to exceed 4 square feet as presented.
Second.
Roll call.
Mr. Stopa.
Aye.
Mr. Johnson.
Aye.
But not least, this time I'd like to make a motion to accept the recommendation of the zoning commission and approve a ground sign for Medina Lighting and Paws Pet Salon located at 3983 Pearl Road, not to exceed 32 square feet as presented.
Second.
Roll call.
Mr. Stopa.
Aye.
Mr. Johnson.
Aye.
Next up is approval of accounts payable. At this time, I'd like to make a motion to approve accounts payable dated 4/20 of 2021 to 4/29 of 2021. We're going to start with electronic check number 24-2021. Continue to electronic check 25-2021. And then we'll start with physical check number 31436 to physical check number 31456. The total amount is $45,408.36.
Second.
Biggest payment in there is to Medina Hospital for LST again. That was $36,000.
And I would like to point out, I know I said this, I think, to the last couple meetings actually, but I have not gotten a chance to add those extra pays, payrolls, which is why you're not seeing, I mean, I haven't put any payrolls into UAN. I mean, they're done, obviously, in paychecks, but these extra payrolls and all this extra stuff has gotten me real behind that, which is why you guys haven't seen a bank rec in a while or any of the fund status and revenue reports. I kind of get caught up, but there's just only so much time in a day, so.
Okay.
You're going to be seeing, when that all happens, you're going to be seeing electronic checks that go way back to March. So it's going to look like a lot of money, but, you know, you're going to have to keep in mind that a lot of this has been approved already, but.
Right.
You know, I still put them on those warrant lists and.
Okay, just let us know when that time.
Yep.
That time comes. Roll call.
Mr. Stolpa?
Aye.
Mr. Johnson?
Aye.
All right, next up is old business, successor trustee discussion, which is also executive session. You want to move that down or you want to do that now, Chuck?
I say we get it over with.
All right, so at this time, I'd like to make a motion to have the two trustees go into executive session to discuss the appointment of a public official.
Second.
Roll call.
Mr. Stolpa?
Aye.
Mr. Johnson?
Aye.
We are in executive session at 7:24 PM.
It's still on.
Yeah, it's live.
Hey, Nick, do I pause this then or do I just leave that going now?
Yeah, it needs to pause.
Okay.
Just hit pause.
Got it.
All right, so we are back from executive session where the two trustees were discussing the appointment of a public official. No decisions were made back there.
Time?
We're back at 7:58 PM. We're just going to move down the list only because we have specific resolution numbers. The trustee appointment will be the last resolution. That way, Nick doesn't have to redo everything and then have a restamp and have us resign. So we're going to do that at the end then. That's all right with everyone. Next up on the agenda is accrual discussion.
So we kind of talked about this.
Yeah, how the accruals are now in paychecks. Everybody should be using paychecks the way it's supposed to be used.
So you do understand that now. Okay, so.
Have they got their permission or asked their permission or whatever now?
Well, the five officers did not. So I would like this to be their war. Everyone's warning.
That's fine. I have a.
Now everybody knows.
I have a list of emails to send out that I'm going to send out tomorrow to the officers and basically to everyone, just explain that paychecks is now fully up and running.
Just as a reference, they can go back to that handout that was given at the training.
Yep. If they do have any questions, then feel free to contact department heads, me, or whatever, and then we'll go from there. And
right.
We should have a way of doing it.
Right.
I'm going to ask this now. Paper sheets? No?
I mean, I would love to go away from the paper sheets, but until we know that they know how to
do
the problem.
Can we do one more pay? I think I've kind of mentioned it to most of them. I think that one more pay, and then we'll go from there just to make sure that we have all the bugs worked out.
Sure.
That's all right with you, Chuck?
So it's
kind of doing that? Yeah, for Denny, one more pay, and then we'll go.
If we're punching in and out, why do you want the paper sheets? I mean, why confuse everybody?
Well, that's why, I mean.
They know what they're putting in comp time, they know what they're putting in vacation.
Right.
They know what they use sick time. Why give those to Andrew? You know what you're going to get paid on your check.
Then let's just.
I agree with Denny, but the problem is, so Denny's not had any issues.
She's not worried about Denny's group.
I know. And that's the issue. Mike, the problem being, I will say this, had there not been paper sheets for PD,
you wouldn't have caught that one.
It would have.
Well, that's what I said, if we do one more time to make sure that we have.
That's fine.
I mean, one more time. Why punish the whole group for.
And then we go from there.
I agree.
Are you okay with that?
So no paper sheets for zoning, admin, service department, but paper sheets for PD.
Okay.
for one more pay.
I think you need a motion for that.
You want to make the motion, Chuck?
I'd like to make a motion that we suspend the paper sheets for everybody except for the police department for one more pay.
I'll second that. Roll call.
Mr. Johnson?
Aye.
Mrs. Stopa?
Aye. And that way we can make sure we have everybody on the same page.
And then just please, please remember that the accruals still need to be tracked in-house.
Yep, it will be. All right, next up is Amber Glenn streetlight status. Amber, you said you
had to take... Yes, I spoke to the engineer right after our last meeting. She did say this will take some time. They're very interested in that project just because there are not a ton of, like we talked about last meeting, there's not a lot of streetlights that come out, or I'm sorry, streets that come out
on
developments
main.
That come out on a state route like that with that speed. So, but she did say that she would not have an answer for me at this meeting.
Okay.
So she's working on that. There's a whole team that she has to go through. So just as quickly as she can get an answer. A lot of people at ODOT are working remotely.
Right.
So we've stayed in contact, and as soon as she has an answer or any questions, she's not had any follow-up. We had a pretty detailed conversation, so I think she has all the information she needs right now, but they said they probably would be sending somebody up to...
Take a look at it.
To take a look, and we'll go from there. So.
Okay. All right, then let's just keep that on as old business,
yes,
just so we don't forget about it, and then make sure we'll follow up with the light. Next up is the Medina Creative Housing Update Resolution. So last meeting we approved the Medina Creative Housing joint agreement type thing, mm-hmm, so they can go ahead and submit for their grants that they were looking for. Apparently there was a few things that they changed in it. It has gone through our legal again to verify. I talked to Nick just to make sure. They just basically took out a couple things and reworded a section, but legal has already gone through and okayed it. So it's just a matter of submitting a resolution with the new changes. Nothing's really changed on it, correct, Nick? Just a couple sentences.
Right. That's what
I saw too. So. So at this time, I move to adopt resolution number 04292021-031 to approve the updated joint use agreement with Medina Creative Housing for the mutual benefits of both parties as stated in the reference 5-page document as presented.
Second.
Any more discussion on this?
Not really. I mean, we understand what it is.
Yep. All right, roll call, please.
Mr. Stopa?
Aye.
Mr. Johnson?
Aye.
Angel have to sign anything on this?
No.
Okay.
So, yeah, the one that said DePasquale, I was like, yep.
All right. Next up on the agenda is approval of previous minutes. So at this time, I'd like to make a motion to approve the following minutes with March 4th, 2021, regular trustee meeting. At that time, both trustees were in attendance.
Second.
Discussion on this? Roll call.
Mr. Stopa?
Aye.
Mr. Johnson?
Aye.
Just would like to tell you guys, so because there's been so much going on and I'm getting behind on stuff like regular business, Nick did put copy of the draft minutes that he's getting done up on the website. They are marked draft.
Yeah, I did see that.
Once we get them done, we'll take those down and put the, but I didn't, I want people to be able to access the minutes until we can.
Angelina, so.
Get those done, yes, thanks. Thank you.
Next up is the CBA discussion. Angela, do we need, I've read your email you sent on this. I've also been in contact with their union rep.
I think we should talk about it.
Over at PD and.
So this came up several meetings ago when you said, I know you were upset when I had helped Sergeant Mangel with her time sheet. And you thought I had done that incorrectly with the call-in time. So the officers are, when any PD officer goes to court or has a call-in, they are paid a minimum of 3 hours or more, whichever is greater.
Correct.
And then, you know, they have their normal overtime as well. And they've always, well, for the contract, they're able to either take that, pay that out as overtime or turn that into comp time.
Actually, no. The way it is, it's kind of.
Do you want to read it?
I've read it.
I'll read it out loud.
And it's the way you want to interpret it. So Chief Arbogast at the time, Angela, I've had a discussion with Officer Harvey in regards to this.
I would like to just read it then.
This is section 3.
Can you read?
Yep.
Yeah, okay, so anyways, the new police chief came in. The officers were always able to convert court or regular overtime or call-in time to comp time.
Correct.
Which is at a rate of 1.5, just like the overtime is.
Right.
When the new chief came in, he had said no more conversion from comp to, for court time to comp time, the 3 hour minimum.
Correct.
Which made absolutely no sense.
And nobody complained about it back then.
I would disagree, but I'm not gonna, let's not argue about that. So anyways, then just recently, he started saying no more conversion from call-in time, the 3 hour call-in minimum, to comp time. First of all, this is bad for the township budget, actually. So I'm not sure why that this is something he's doing, because us paying out on overtime instead of just letting the officers take the comp time, this makes no sense for the police department budget. So I'm not sure why, what his, you know, I asked him to attend tonight. Where is he?
He had a previous commitment.
Well, I asked him to attend last meeting too.
Last meeting he was sick.
Okay, the department heads were supposed to be here the first meeting of every month. He's not attended in over a year. Why hasn't he been here?
Well, this would be a good question to ask him too.
Well, I can't, because he won't respond.
But, I mean, if you...
Okay, so anyways, let's go back to this, because the section in the CBA agreement says that, it talks about, okay, so let's see here, because this is really boring, but, whenever approved by the chief, employees called into work or appearing in court on behalf of the employer while on duty shall be paid for the actual time worked or a minimum of 3 hours of overtime, whichever is greater. Officers shall be entitled to more than one minimum pay on the same day if the call-in slash court appearance occurs 3 or more hours after the first required call-in court appearance. Okay, and then it goes on to right. Section 4
paid,
talks
it
about...
It says paid out, and like I said, it's the way you want to interpret how
hold
it's
on,
paid
wait,
out.
Because it goes on, you have to read. So then it talks, section 4 talks about their staff meeting, that's a 2 hour minimum. Whether they, you know, whether the staff meeting goes 2 hours or not. Then section 5, each employee may request to take overtime as paid compensation or compensatory time. The chief may deny the use of compensatory time on the grounds that the use of compensatory time will create the need for other employees to work overtime and or that an emergency conditions exist. So he can deny the use of it, but he cannot deny the right to
take
it.
And like I said, Angela, I've already been in contact with Justin.
Justin is a union rep. He's
correct.
Not
I've
an
been
attorney.
In contact with Justin. Mm-hmm. I talked to him today.
Mm-hmm.
And we are going to go forward and have a sit down, him, myself, and the chief, in regards to this, and then we'll go from there. That's where we're at with it.
Well, you have, okay, you have a contract.
And like I said, it's however you want to interpret it. It's the way you want to interpret that first part. It's paid out. It says paid out.
The word out isn't in there.
It's not. There's no paid out. Where are you seeing paid out?
That it's paid.
It just said overtime as paid compensation.
Paid compensation.
Or compensatory time.
Compensatory time is down at the second part.
Oh, you're up at the top one?
No.
It doesn't say anything.
So, like I said, I am in contact with their union rep, Justin Harvey, Officer Harvey. We will go from there.
Okay, so what I'm telling you is that this is another example of how for over two years, there have been officers told they cannot follow the contract.
Angela, he put this when he took his position about the court time. Just up until recently, we started having call-ins for the police officers.
But this says court time right here, Mike. Do you want
right
here?
And Chief put a thing. And like I said, that was when he took his position.
But he doesn't have the right to.
Nobody has said anything in regards to the
contract.
The union has not said anything in regards to that since then.
It doesn't matter.
Until you brought it up to him.
It doesn't say it. It doesn't
Angela,
matter if they say anything.
And like I said, I'm in contact with Officer Harvey in regards to this. He is their union rep. Him and I and the chief are going to have a sit down and discuss this.
Okay, what you're saying may all be true, Mike, but it doesn't matter what Officer Harvey says. What matters is what the contract says.
A signed contract by everybody.
Right. There's no MOU saying page 15 doesn't matter.
And Angela, like I said, we're at that thing up until the last pay period, which you brought up in regards to that.
You did. You waved Sherry Mangel's timesheet in my face and said, your friend Sherry Mangel did this wrong. So you brought it up. However, doesn't matter.
She got overtime and sick time at the same time. But
no.
All right. No. Like I said, Angela, we're in discussion with Officer Harvey, myself, and the chief. We're going to have a sit down and discuss this.
Okay. I want to know what is going to be done about the fact that you have a chief who doesn't know the contract well enough to not put the township in violation,
Angela,
of a contract.
And I've just told you, the three of us are going to have a sit down discussion in regards to this.
So you are going to continue to let
Angela
put the township in liability after liability after liability, not turn in payroll correctly. By the way, I'm still waiting for those reports that you said he was going
Which
to
one
send.
Do you want? You want the...
Why didn't
you want
I,
the vehicles? Where's
why
the vehicle?
I get them? You're just
I just got them today. There's the vehicle. Actually, that's not the vehicle one. I'll give you the vehicle one.
This is funny.
I just got them today, Angela. Well,
so he couldn't send them to me.
There's your vehicles.
Thank you.
There's a
so
copy
much.
For you.
And the overtime report.
I don't have that.
Oh. So this is a year and 5 months now. So. Well, I hope that this doesn't cost the township a ton of money.
Like I said, Angela, we're having to sit down and discuss that part, and we'll go from there.
So the executive session to
that is for something
employee
else.
Compensation.
That is for something else.
Can I ask what?
That is for the grievance that was filed by the three officers.
You're not really taking that seriously, are you?
We have to, Angela.
Really?
Yes.
They messed up their timesheets, and you're going to pay out a 6% per day?
Angela,
that's like kneecapping, people breaking knees, you know. And
Angela, they did not receive their pay. That
because
is all.
They turned
it doesn't
time
matter. They still
wrong.
Did not receive a pay. You had one of them that you said was correct and didn't get paid.
Who did I say was correct?
I won't say in public thing.
What do you mean? I never said somebody's was correct.
Yes. One
no,
of them
I did
was
not.
Correct. But you couldn't tell based on something on the thing.
I never said something.
Well, like I said, that's
you know
what that's
all these
for.
Meetings are recorded.
Yes.
I never said that. That is a lie.
No, that was in an email that you sent in regards to that
find
pay
it.
Period.
Find the email.
I
read
don't
it.
Have it right now with me, but I will
I have
find
every
it.
Email right. I sent.
Well, we can talk about
so,
it
like I said,
session, right?
So next up is annual plant fair support discussion.
Okay. I had an email sent asking from a resident, asking if we would like to donate to the Weymouth plant sale, and they would also like to advertise for, this is a twofer, they would like to advertise for the Toss Your Trash Day. Denny, do you have any problem with the Weymouth Preservation Society advertising for Toss Your Trash, getting some of our flyers? Okay. Do you guys have any problem with them advertising for Toss Your Trash Day, number one?
No, I don't have any issues with it.
I don't think we need a motion for it. They have flyer, I mean.
It's only for residents anyway. It's not like it's gonna change, you know.
Right.
But some residents don't get internet, like obviously the, you know, so.
Right. Now, would you guys like to buy a plant?
I plan on sending a donation.
Well, I meant like as the township, like some goodwill, you know.
I don't see a problem with it. I mean, we've been trying to do stuff with the Historical Society or Preservation Society and stuff just because we're trying to support within a township, you know, something nice that they can either raffle off or sell to earn some money would be, I think, would be a good gesture.
I think it would be too. I think it would be great.
So.
How would you like to go about this?
Nothing extraordinary, but I would like to use, you know, obviously local, you know, even like the new nursery or something like that, but, you know, it'd be good for them, you know, we show support for them. And then also show support for Preservation Society too, so it'd be a win-win with that. I've been meaning to go over to that nursery anyway and introduce myself.
Yeah, I think they just opened.
Yeah, a couple weeks ago.
So I don't know, would you like to put a dollar amount on it and then, or want to put somebody in charge of doing this? I
don't even know what they cost, to be honest with you.
I don't know.
Obviously something nice and nothing huge or crazy.
Right, and I'm not sure that there were pricing on that. Can I ask, is it okay to ask you? Yeah, do you know the pricing?
We should get one of them pepper plants. Spicy.
I mean, I think if we just make a dollar amount, then you just go over there and for that dollar amount, you get whatever you can get, you know what I'm saying? I mean, they might even give you a discount, you know, or give you a plot, you know, or whatever, a tray of plants for whatever, you know.
Yeah. A flat maybe?
Yeah.
Yeah, just come up with a dollar amount.
It's planned so that they can, we donate it to Preservation Society.
They're doing a plant sale.
Their plant sale that they have. They're looking for donations, they're looking for plants that would be donated.
All right.
You want to make a motion?
Well, what are you thinking, dollar amount?
You're talking to two guys that don't plant.
You have no idea cost-wise what they're charging for plants?
Well, whatever they're, I mean.
It's however much money you guys are comfortable donating and we could, you know, buy whatever.
I'd say like $100.
That's right, yeah.
$100, I mean, you'd probably get some nice plants for $100, you know, get a nice flower pot and a couple flats, you know.
Yeah.
Buy for that.
You want to make a motion?
Make a motion, somebody?
I'd like to make a motion that Medina Township support the Weymouth Preservation Society and that we will do some plants and stuff for their sales, not to exceed $100.
Second. Roll call.
Mr. Johnson?
Aye.
Mr. Stopa?
Aye. Next up is department vehicle usage discussion. You and I have discussed this on the phone. I reached out to Chief, talked to him. He's fine with officers if they go to training. Like one day trainings or whatever to take a vehicle. The only thing is the overnight trainings, he's in regards to having a township police vehicle that they would be taking back and forth, like in the evening. If they went to dinner or whatever, they would be in.
Like driving a police car to dinner.
Right, type thing, you know what I'm saying? So if it was an overnight thing, it would be one of those things where if the vehicle's available, that the tourist is available, they would take that. If
the
not,
Taurus is what?
The
Fusion. Yeah.
The Fusion.
Yeah, like I don't know what.
The Fusion is available. Then they would take that for overnight training.
The problem is Nick is doing so much running around now, then he has to find another vehicle to drive. There's very rare days that he doesn't use it.
Well, how often are overnight trains? I mean, I think like one that I've known him so far.
Yeah, but I'm just saying, so it left him having to coordinate with Denny to get another car. So
it did have a conflict already?
Yes. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it was
the one
other
that they
one
had. There
that
was a conflict.
Morley took because he had the day to day. He had the 2-day seminar that he went to in Tiffin.
Right, he took the vehicle for 2 days.
And then not only that, and I don't, I'm not trying to be stingy here, but it also led to us using the admin fuel line.
Well, then, if it's a one-day training, they take the police vehicle. If it's an overnight or whatever, then they take their personal vehicle.
Yeah, and we pay mileage.
We just pay mileage.
That's all we did for us.
Right, you know what I'm saying? We just do it that way.
That's how I always thought it was, so I mean.
Like I said, chief's fine with them taking a vehicle if it's, you know, one-day training type thing and that, so. Or, you know. So, yeah, we'll just do it that way.
Yeah, I agree.
I don't think we need any motion or anything like that. I'll just let chief know that, you know, that's the way. And Denny takes his vehicles when they go, so we're already with Denny. It's just a matter of making sure we have a vehicle for Nick.
Now, I know when they, when, just to be cautious of this, I know that when they do the training and they leave from home, there's gotta be some way to track when they're leaving. Because I believe that that officer had to come in and try, explain every second of when he left and when he got home. And we paid him a 3-hour minimum to come in and do that. So that was kind of silly and wasteful.
Angela, that was a new training with Paychex as to how it was supposed to be put in the system. So we wanted to make sure that all the numbers and hours that he had reflected, because his sheet that he had written was kind of a, as to what it was and things. So like I told him, we used it as a training thing going forward for everyone. So we're all,
okay, I'm
we
just
have an idea how to, how it would work.
3 hours to have Angela, that done.
It was the way it had to be done.
Okay. Well, I'm just, I mean, 3 hours is a lot. 3 hours overtime is.
All right.
Now, if you could take that as comp time, that would be.
Well, we're not there yet. All right. So next up is employee handbook part full-time update resolution. Either resolution here.
I got my little notes.
Yeah, this is that discussion that we've had in regards to adding the part-time regular job description.
Mm-hmm.
So, all right. So this time I move to adopt resolution 0429-2021-032 to approve the update to resolution number 0415-2021-028 to make the part-time regular job description for the township secretary slash office assistant position effective January 1st, 2021.
Second.
Any more discussion on this?
I don't believe so. I don't have one in front of me, but
okay.
I think we went over it. Can I read it real quick?
It's just a resolution. That's all I have.
Oh, okay, yeah.
Just it's saying that it takes effect beginning of
the
year.
Oh, that's fine, yeah.
Roll call.
Mr. Scopa.
Aye.
Mr. Johnson.
Aye.
Next up on the agenda is employee resident meeting attendance discussion.
Okay, so are we, when we attend meetings as public officials, if we attend, like, let's say a zoning meeting as a resident, we're able to do that as a resident, yes?
Yeah, but you're still gonna be kind of held at a higher standard because you are an elective official. That's
why. When you say a higher standard, is it okay for the zoning secretary to say you can leave now in the middle of the meeting?
Like I said, I mean, if you attend the meeting, whether it's one of us, we're elective officials, that I believe we should still be, even though we're there as a resident,
okay,
we should still.
So under that theory, then let's just say the zoning secretary should probably have a little more respect then too, right?
Well, I did listen to the minutes on the one that you're talking about though.
Uh-huh.
When people come in to, you know, plead their case in front of the BZA or even the thing, when they're done, and it's on more than that occasion, she'll say, oh, you don't have to stay for the next one. And that's how I interpret it. From the audio was, she said that you don't have to stay for the next case. It wasn't like you can leave now. I specifically listened to it and I wrote down the words. So it was more that you don't have to stay for the next case. So now, do I know that there's some things I don't see versus the camera or whatever, or some animosity? It goes both ways. And all I ask is that all parties try to be professional and account. I will have a talk with her. on both ends, but again, I've been coming to these meetings, I'm trying to promote peace.
Yes, I know you are.
And trying to just have a professional facade, you know, so that we can get the business done at hand and leave the personal stuff to the side. So hopefully, with this, and people knowing that I'm watching everybody, that it'll start, you know, curving it back to where we don't have these issues.
No, I just, I know that at the last zoning meeting, I think I was texting my son, and apparently you got a complaint that I was recording.
It was an assumption.
Yeah, see, like that kind of stuff. I mean, I should be able to use.
Well, people are a little paranoid, you know, for.
Well, I think bringing us to the next one, the live streaming of all public meetings. And I've had residents ask me for this anyway, so I think, I believe that all township meetings at this point should be on YouTube. All the zoning meetings. Zoning meetings, our meetings, everything. It leaves, there was something that happened at the last BZA meeting, and it was very hard to hear on the recording. I think, you know, you have to go back and listen to it over and over.
Yes.
Had that been both on YouTube and the meeting minutes, it would have been
easier. Well, that's one thing that we've been talking about, you know, is getting a camera and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. Now, obviously, if we start bringing these meetings, we've had, you know, I think we've been pretty good guinea pigs here as the trustees try, and we've lost signal, we haven't recorded things, you know, like that. So I feel like we're getting it down, but then to open it to all those other meetings, we're going to have somebody in charge of that during the meetings, because I can't make every single meeting.
No, and I'm not saying necessarily go to. I don't think that that's necessary.
But the YouTube, I'm the only one that can get on that right now.
Well, can you teach somebody?
I do think if we can get like a camera or something like that and just record them even, you know, so.
Yeah, I mean, we have a zoning secretary. Couldn't she do it?
The only trouble is though, then we, I mean, if you're all right with not putting it to the Facebook page as to, here's the link, because we posted.
And if people don't know how to get on YouTube, I guess that's their problem. But I mean, at least it's there and they can watch it.
Let's get a third trustee and we can kind of discuss this more. I mean, I'm leaning towards doing it, but I do want to.
I want to
get rid of all the problems that we're having.
Right. I also wanted to talk to legal in regards to see if there's anything different that needs to be done with those types of meetings. If there's, you know, certain things that they don't have to have that we have to have as a board. Just
or
to make
no one have to have.
In regards to certain ways of you know, retaining them and things like that too.
Oh yeah, no, I'm not talking about, I want to be real clear here. I'm not talking about public participation, nothing like that. Like they
just,
don't have their meetings just
kind of like we do now with their YouTube.
This
we don't allow
simply,
comments on
yes,
the YouTube.
Yes, this is simply just YouTube, just for documentation purposes. There has been some things that have happened, just the couple meetings I've attended the last, that there was just some things that happened up here, and it would have been good to be able to win.
Like I said, we'll keep it on the thing. We'll move it up to old business, and then when we get a third trustee in, we'll have a more discussion in regards to this.
Like one of those action items we talked about?
Yeah.
Okay.
All right, next up on the agenda is future building and levy plans discussion.
I think we should just table that.
Yeah, I don't know what came back. Nick, we got to table that for now, and we're ready to put it back on. We'll let you know. You want to do the same thing with the street lights, Amber Glen street light, just for now?
No, I would just leave it on because
okay.
I'm, yeah.
In case you get something in the meantime?
Yeah.
All right.
I'm worried about it.
I think you're over-clicking your clicker.
Time for a resolution?
Yep. So before we go to public comment, we'll do our last resolution for this meeting. It's in regards to the appointment of a trustee. So at this time, I move to adopt resolution number 04292021-033 to appoint Josh Ebert as Medina Township trustee for the remaining term vacated by Mark Raddus.
Second.
So just to clarify, everyone, so it's only until the end of the year, at which time if he decides he wants to rerun, he'll have to run for the November election to be elected to the position. Mm-hmm. So that's where we're at. Roll call.
Mr. Stopa?
Aye.
Mr. Johnson?
Aye.
And like I said before, our interview process, we did have six candidates that were very well qualified. We appreciate all the ones that put in their applications and that. Made a tough decision for Chuck and I.
And it was a tough decision. I will have to agree with him on that. I mean, the thing that we encourage with all the people, even the people who are interested in running, is to be a part of this meeting process and to, be a part of the thing. And, like I said, I'm more than happy to work with anybody that was on that list. And we appreciate the time. And I apologize for the process. It's probably not exactly how I would like things to go as smoothly, but it's a process and we had to go through it.
Josh, we'll get with you in regards to what you still have to do then.
There,
going forward.
We're going to have to get him on the, we're going to put him on the new bond, yes?
Yeah, he has to do that.
Oh, actually.
He's going to have to go see one of the judges, I think, to get sworn in.
We need to, actually, Nick, tomorrow, can you find out which bond Mark was on?
Good.
Because he'll have to fill his bond for the remainder of the term, I believe. Or you might want to call the prosecutor's office on that and find that out. I don't think he can take the new bond until the start of the term. And so if Mark, because Chuck and I have the new bond, which did not have to go in front of a judge.
Yeah, he'll have to go in front of a judge.
Do you want to swear him in tonight?
If he goes in front of a judge can swear him in to that time.
Do an honorary swearing afterward.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying?
Because that's how I did it. I was sworn in twice.
Right, but I'm saying if he doesn't go in front of a judge.
Well, he's going to have to get that up, that bond signed by.
You know, if he has the kind of bond that Chuck and I have, he will not go in front of a judge, is what I'm saying. We did not have to go in front of a judge.
Trying to remember if Mark and I, if I had to. I had to go in front of a judge for something.
That's what I'm saying. It depends which bond, and I don't know if.
Because they did both things at the same time. They swore me in and.
Should we just swear him in tonight, just to be safe? So he's in for, in that 30 days?
Nick, you have the paperwork for the
swearing in?
Swearing in part.
Oath of office.
Right. Yeah.
And we could always do another one when Lindsay can be here too, but just, I would say, just to be safe.
Yeah, no problem.
We should. Chuck, you could swear in your first, then? Want to?
He can pick who he wants. I got to pick who, you know? Which of these three wonderful people up here? Did you bring a Bible?
Yeah, sure, I carry one in the truck.
Congratulations.
I do have the computer version of the Bible here.
Sure, go.
Do you really?
Yeah.
Is it the NIV?
My church reads it.
Yes, I do the same thing.
And then I end up reading like the whole entire chapter, which is why he's got one.
Yeah, and that way, if he does.
While we're waiting for Nick to do that, we can do.
Nick is right there.
Yeah. You want me to just do roll call?
Yes, please. At this time, I'd like to make a motion to go to public comment.
Second.
Roll call.
And then you'll just want to state your name and address for the record. Mike Stopa.
Aye.
Chuck Johnson.
Aye.
All right, we are open for public comment. Please raise your hand, state your name and address for the record. Mr. Christopher.
Bruce Christopher, 4160 Monterey Drive, Medina, Ohio. I really just wanted to bring up the Sheets gas station here at this meeting. My understanding is it's coming back. I know this isn't the zoning board, but I want to just state it so everybody understands. If they change that zoning and make it, I guess, it's business general, we open up ourselves to every other property zoned that way to being changed. And if I own property, it was zoned business light, and they zone this one that way, I would say change mine, and when you wouldn't, I'd sue you, I'd win, and I'd build a big box store there. So I'm really concerned that we have to keep the zoning as it is. It's just vitally important. Letters will be going to the zoning board and everything, but I just can't stress it enough that we have to keep that zoning the way it is. That's all I've got to say.
Thank you.
Anyone else? Yes. Mr. Wertz?
Aaron Wertz, 3233 Hamlin Road. Just wanted to make it on the public record that there is a meetings and procedures and policies memorandum for the township and how we behave during meetings. And I would like to read from it in the general information. It says, citizens draw conclusions about the effectiveness of their governing body from the manner in which the public meetings are organized and conducted. Not only are orderly and well-run meetings more enjoyable, they also help establish a more positive township image. Disorderly and poorly conducted public meetings reflect negatively upon the township, its governing body, and staff. I've been in a few of these meetings. I think we just need to reiterate that, reread it for township residents, for us to read that too, so how we can actively become participants, but do it in a respectful manner in which we can get things accomplished versus arguing or resorting to heated discussions that don't accomplish anything.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Anyone else? Mr. Beeny?
Gary Beeny, 3803 Hamilton Road. To piggyback on what Bruce said, NOAC has decided not to fund 57 and Boston Road, so there's probably going to be more pressure brought to bear on this township for this interchange. So you'll have to step up your game to keep it from being changed.
Thank you. Anyone else?
Jim Traynor, 4004 Remsen. I think this would be a good time again to bring it up about the police as far as hiring. Now that you got a new trustee, I hope you guys finally come to a decision about bringing on a couple of guys, because that's what that levy was passed for 3.5 years ago. And I understand, I don't know if this is true, are we running shifts here with one man?
It depends if people call off.
You know, it's not safe for the policeman or patrolman to be working with just one guy in this township. There should always be two guys at least working. And it's not fair to the township itself not to have two guys working. So I hope you guys really consider about putting guys on, not only for the safety, but do what's right for the township. Thank you.
Anyone else?
We saw her over
yep.
here now.
It's Bonnie Finley at 3414 Huffman Road. My question, I'll save my comments about the chief's issue for the zoning commission meeting. However, I was wondering how the residents will get a copy of this application. The prior application 2 months ago, we only had to call, and I think her name was Elaine Ridgely. Called her, she gave us a copy of it, or allowed us to take pictures of it. Do you know what the procedure is going to be this year? And the second part of that question, how are we going to let the township residents know that this is even an issue? Very few people do. Last time it was on the township website, and on the Facebook page. I'm wondering if that's
going to
happen again.
She'll, once she gets the paperwork submitted from them, I don't think they've submitted anything yet. For sheets. I don't think they've had a...
The paperwork is in the township.
Yeah. It is in the township now? Okay.
It will be in, Alice Sturge, chair of the zoning commission. It will be on our agenda, whatever the date is, next, the third Tuesday. It will be on the agenda to accept their new submission and to do the proper forwarding to the places it needs to go and set up a time for a public hearing.
Public
so
hearing.
It is coming.
So once a public hearing gets announced, that's when you'll know, you know, because the original thing is just basically submit to the county planning for them to review it. And then it would come back to us for a public hearing and all that, like it was last time. So once that gets put up or sent back to us, and once they decide what they are going to do a public hearing, then that'll all get announced through the paper, on our website, and all that again.
Perfect. Thank you so much.
Do we have it that they're coming to that meeting, though?
I told Elaine to make sure that they be there. And the last time when they weren't here, they didn't know they were supposed to be because they were told inappropriately not to come.
Well, like I said, we'll make sure that
And I told them that their presence is needed, even though this first meeting is just going to be a very quick cliff note version of what they want, no full presentation. And to set up the public hearing and the proper steps legally that need to be taken. And at the last time I talked to the people from Sheets on the last go-round, I told them then that any conversation or any letters or anything should be addressed to either Elaine or myself and not to anyone else, because we're the ones that have to run the meeting and get everything legally done. And I also asked her to reiterate that to them so that they know where to, if they have questions, fine, contact Elaine or myself. So right, hopefully,
just keep me in the loop on that, just because it's, you know.
I'm sorry, what,
John? So just have, you know, when he sends those to you guys, just keep me in the loop on what's going on with that, too.
Yeah.
All right, does that answer your question?
Yes, thank you very much.
Anything else, anyone else? Angela?
Okay, I am. Well, did you want to ask Bonnie a question first?
No, I just asked if she was good with the answer she received.
So I have several things. First of all, we had an emergency meeting last week.
Yes.
And what is the status of that with the attorney that the township
did not retain? We're all good. No, everything is good. I've talked to legal. I've talked to prosecutor's office. We're good with everything that we have.
How did you retain counsel without retaining
Angela,
counsel?
Angela, we are good. That's all I can tell you in regards to this lawsuit.
I don't care. I don't want to hear about the lawsuit. I want to know how the township retained counsel.
Because we pay liability insurance. OTARMA selected the attorney. The attorney has contacted a prosecutor's office. The prosecutor has done what they needed to do, and that is our attorney that has been assigned to us. I talked to my clients again today about it. We're good. There's no other procedure that we need to follow.
That has never happened in the past.
All I'm saying is I've talked to the prosecutor's office. I have talked to the legal counsel that we have, and that's the way it is. That's the way it works.
That's never happened.
Angela, the other way was that the township hired the person, not OTARMA.
No.
That's all I can say.
When the fire department sued the township, and Mel Lute, I believe. Bill, do you remember this? Mel Lute was assigned to the township.
Yes.
You guys had to have an emergency meeting to retain Mel Lute as counsel from OTARMA.
I'm getting kind of old. I think we did. I'm not sure.
Yeah, I did.
Angela, all I know is I've talked to the prosecutor's office. I've talked to the legal.
Chuck,
that is what we were told.
This is the lawyers.
Okay,
I have to trust the lawyers.
I'll follow up on that. So and then another thing, the status of the fire department Facebook page.
I still have our legal counsel. I have a meeting tomorrow with him in regards to that. He feels, as of right now, that it is a separate entity and that we cannot do anything with a separate entity. He had a couple other things he wanted to check, and he will let me know tomorrow again.
Okay.
But that's where we're at.
The last thing is, as you know, it's under my complete purview with anything to do with audits and requesting audits for the township when I think that money or time or anything is being done unwisely or wasteful. So I am requesting an audit of the police department. So I will look into a firm. I actually think Joshua had, you said your company won't be able to do that because of Beam, but you know something about this, correct? So maybe you can help point me in the right direction on that one. But I will be requesting a full audit for time management, obviously. The chief knowing the contract, because this is putting the township in serious liability. I mean, we have a chief who doesn't even work a consistent schedule.
Angel, he's in at 6, and usually...
He's in at 6:09, 6:05, 6:07, 6:06, 6:04, 6:24, 6:15.
And he puts 80, over 80 hours in.
No, he puts on over 80 hours, but 23 of them were sick time. That's not working. So I disagree, and I, like I said at the last meeting, that's actually very deceptive. You should not, when
Angela,
you're not actually working the hours, you shouldn't show it over 80 as a salary employee.
Angela.
Yes.
You had a thing in regards to when he first got hired from legal stating that he needs to keep, put all his hours in.
No.
All.
He actually, David Smith told Mark Raddus and I that he should never be showing 80 hours over. So anyways, I'm requesting an audit, an outside audit of the police department.
Yeah, anything else?
No, I'm done with my public comment. Thank you.
Bonnie?
Again, it's Bonnie Finley at 3414. Just to follow up on one thing you just said, Mr. Snowbuck. You said we had a thing at the beginning from legal where he should have to put in his hours. Can you elaborate on what the thing is?
So the email that I received was that legal stated that he needs to write that he's an FSLA exempt employee on his timesheet, and that he keeps track of all his hours.
Was that a correspondence from your
that was from legal
to you?
Not to me. That was an email that was sent to the chief that was sent to me then after, because I wasn't the fire or police commissioner at the time when he was appointed as the new police chief.
Was this sent before or after he was hired?
After.
I can clarify. Mark Raddus and I had a meeting with David Smith. David Smith from Masnick, Rask, MR&R.
Yes. And it says he's supposed to write FSLA exempt.
At that time, he said, don't have him show anything over 80 hours. You'll get into the same kind of issue you did with your previous chief. He should never be showing over 80 hours. He said, have that timesheet changed.
I'll follow up.
Then, because the chief refused that and kept refusing it after pay period. Then Mark refused to do anything about it. Then you got involved, and apparently because the refusal, it was just hitting a brick wall with him. Then I guess it was like, okay, we just give up. We'll just have him write FSLA. Overtime exempt because he refused to do what was asked of him.
Well, I'll follow up. Like I said, I just got secondhand information in regards to the thing, so I will follow up to make sure.
Anybody else?
Anyone? Alice?
I just want to follow up on that sheet situation. Since they are formally requesting another go around, I would like to request again using of the service department's garage for the public hearing, because as we know, the last time there was a very large outpouring of residents that were interested in attending that meeting, and I can't anticipate it not being the same again this time. So we would need to have the service station with approximately, I would say, at least 100 chairs to accommodate. Well, we'll find 100 chairs.
I got 100 chairs.
Yeah.
Oh. Just say your name and...
Alice Strojan, Chair in the Zoning Commission. Mm-hmm. We need to have, obviously, a room of this size is not going to handle any type of crowd that comes on that. And judging from the outpour we had at the last go-around, we are going to need a larger room. This next month's meeting is not one where we need to have a large amount of people, because it's not a public hearing, it's merely an accepting of their proposal and laying the ground. However, when the public hearing is going to be, that date will be sent out, and I'm sure the social media will pick it up just like they did last time. And I anticipate a large crowd, and therefore we as a township should have a facility over there at the garage so that we can service the garage, so we can accommodate them and they don't feel shut out from the process.
Well, let's find out what date it is and see if there's a conflict over there. If not, then I'll reach out to the county and see if maybe we can use their county building. They have that door they use for that auditorium that they have or whatever. Maybe we can do it there.
I don't know if
I can almost guarantee there's gonna be ball games at night. It's gonna be noisy, and there's fly balls that hit my building. So
And also, I learned a school board program.
Right.
Let's see what it is and we'll go, but I mean, that's really the only building.
Or maybe we can look at the Performing Arts Center and see if we, what it would, the rent, what in our places there.
I'm more than happy to use the building, I just don't want somebody to get hurt. It's gonna be noisy.
Right. Anything else, Alice?
No, I just want to be a record that we're going to need a larger facility. Normally, our service garage would be more than adequate, and it's in the township, people know where it's at and so forth. Because when we had to cancel the meeting because they pulled out last time, we still had a half a dozen people come here because they went there.
Right.
And
yeah, I remember that.
There was nobody there, and nobody put a notice on the door
saying. Yes, I remember.
As was suggested, so they came here. So the only thing is, we need to have facilities because there will be a crowd. They haven't forgotten.
Well, like I said, Alice, we'll, when then we'll go from there.
Okay.
But,
thank
you.
Mr. Osman?
Phil Osman, 3670 Hamilton Road. Yeah, with that, look, that was when the Calderon was trying to put that light industrial in there. We opened up the fire department. We pulled all the trucks out. It was standing room only. There had to be 300 people, and there were people driving around. I mean, there was a lot of interest in that.
Right, right.
So there will be again, I guarantee you. That's all.
Thank you. Anyone else? Dana?
Hi, Dana Johnson, 3298 Foskett Road. I was thinking there's the two churches on Route 3. I know there's the little, you know, the hassle with the one-way traffic, but those places already set up for the audio and whatnot. That might be some place to reach out to use one of the churches as a venue for that. You'd have some good social distancing, and plus the audio would be, they've got parking, they've got audio.
Look, it's a good possibility. Again, we'll cross-reference baseball versus the building, and we can reach out to Heartland or something too, or even maybe Holy Martyrs might be there today hosting us.
How much space can Masonic hold?
Pardon?
How many people can Masonic hold?
Yeah, but the problem
only trouble with
COVID
theirs,
right now, they will not open.
No, you won't get in there.
No,
no.
I just couldn't remember how many.
But I bet you Holy Martyrs, if worst case scenario.
I mean, we'll
find out what's going on first, and then we'll take the next step. There's no point in jumping if you don't know what you're going to hit.
Yeah.
Anyone else? Anyone else on GoToMeeting like to comment on anything?
Going once.
Twice. Three times. This time I'd like to make a motion to close public comment.
Second.
Roll call.
Stopa.
Aye.
Johnson.
Aye.
Public comment is closed. Nick, do you have that?
I got it.
Okay, you have it.
Josh, who would you like to do your swearing?
It doesn't matter. You flip the coin.
You got to pick. Come here, girl.
She's right there.
Oh, I didn't see that.
Anyone want to get pictures?
Actually,
Jeff, come on.
I don't care. Well, everybody do it.
No, you can't all do it. You got to pick someone.
Since you asked me a question, I don't want to defeat you. That new section.
Good timing.
In the back.
Hey Josh, Ashley, can you come pick him up?
It's the badge you use, and it's got to be on fence before he gets days off. And does he?
Okay.
So if he's got the old badge, got the old badge, I promise that he's going to use the new one. This that gets
it. He's probably got the.
He's
got
to be putting those.
He's probably got
this one. I don't know, but we'll get it.
I know we have to go
get it because he actually has like another day, so we'll be on that tomorrow. So.
I mean, he's appointed. So.
Josh, fill this out real quick.
He won't be doing any function.
That's why I let you know because I kind of got drawn in.
I'm gonna say Mark and I had the old bond because I know I had been
well,
to this judge.
Policy for the new one.
Because I had which judge left? Retired. Judge Chase? No. A couple years ago, he retired. That was the last one he did. The swearing in and any signatures he did.
Right.
Who signs? Who fills this out, though? How does this work?
Well, he would sign that. I'm sworn to before the notary.
Okay. So. Oh yeah. And Matt, do you have your notary here today? So you sign there. Matt, you got your notary thing? Okay. The business.
No, we can.
Okay.
No, Matt would do that.
It's an easy fit.
A bit in a knot.
Yeah, All you need is a hammer.
What do we need, a hammer?
Fixing what?
The trampoline.
We got another idea.
I got a better idea though.
We got a hurry. I don't want to get you on, you think that's why I'm trying not to answer. Because I have a picture.
No.
But I did do it right there. If he commences duties before, it's vacant. You don't want to do that.
Yeah.
He owns it twice.
No. Serving. It's not a power thing, it's serving.
Yes, okay, good. Bill, is this right?
Nice.
For not for council, guys.
Hey, John, I want you to stay right here.
I know, it's hard to spell timber. Must be changing the old timber.
Tell him how you did again.
Ever, everybody does that though, because it's spelled.
Yeah, well, it's.
I know, trust me, it's spelled timber.
Alright.
It's okay. I get it all the time. Should have two Bs, but. Thank you, gentlemen.
Oh my goodness.
And we're all going to dinner.
Angela.
Okay, I need that sheet.
We still gotta finish our meeting.
I know.
Please.
Okay, so you'll just have him repeat it?
Yeah, that's basically it. Alright.
What? Alright.
Okay.
Okay, if I can have quiet now, we're back in session here. I'm going to administer the oath of office.
Okay. Come on.
So, raise your right hand. The state of Ohio, Medina County, I.
Joshua Edwards.
Being duly sworn, say that I will support the Constitution of the United States of America and the Constitution of the state of Ohio, and I will faithfully discharge the duties devolving upon me as trustee of Medina Township, Medina County, Ohio. You agree?
I agree. I do.
I do. All right, we're married. So at this time, congratulations. Looking forward to it.
Thank you very much.
Okay.
Josh, we'll make sure you'll have to go probably see one of the judges to get all that. Nick will get the bond stuff that you need. We'll make sure that which one's right and then
the process.
Yeah, just let me know.
This is just kind of, ceremonial part for you right now to make sure.
Whatever you guys need, I'll make sure.
I know you want it. I just know you need it.
Any second.
Now I'll go back to the dog.
Yeah, you guys go play. Yeah, I know.
Okay. All right. We got one last thing on our agenda, executive session to discuss employee compensation. So at this time, I'd like to make a motion to go into executive session to discuss employee compensation with the two trustees and the fiscal officer. Second. Roll call.
Mr. Stopa.
Aye.
Mr. Johnson.
Aye. We are in executive session at 8:58 p.m.
That's the last thing
Okay, it's on.
All right, we're back from executive session. We're the two trustees and the fiscal officer. We're discussing employee compensation. No decisions were made. We're back at 9:23 p.m. Nothing in front of the board of trustees at this time. I make a motion to adjourn the Medina Township trustee meeting.
Okay, well, I'm going to send you an email, and then you can kind of respond to that.
Oh, do you want to schedule a special meeting? Actually, I think we do need to schedule a special meeting.
For which part?
For maybe what you want to send us an email out, but I think that we should just have a special meeting to just for executive session to discuss that for employee compensation. Because honestly, the two of you going back and forth through email is a bad idea.
No, this is about a trailer.
Oh, well,
I was thinking, I saw that. Let's bring it up at the next meeting.
All right.
You guys going back and forth through email is not a good idea.
No, I didn't.
So,
I think it was.
Can that wait till
already? Yeah, it can wait till next.
It was emailed by them to him.
Oh.
So.
Well, still, it's not advised.
Well, they're allowed to email him.
What?
Me.
They are.
Yeah,
you and him.
Yeah, no.
Yeah, this wasn't an email to him. This is Kelly
Yeah, she sent it to all of us.
Yeah, right, yeah, exactly.
But yeah, we can wait until next meeting, because I want to, I don't know if you've had a chance to talk to Chief.
No, nothing.
So, you know what I'm saying? Because that'll have to, you know, that'll be something we'll have to talk to.
There is that, another employee compensation matter that does need to be addressed. I don't know if that can wait till that next meeting. Would you, do you want to wait till the next meeting on that?
I'll deal with it on my side, and then I'll.
Do you want to just let us know?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, okay. So, motion, did you second?
No, he didn't.
All right, I'll second, close the meeting.
Okay.
Roll call.
Mr. Stolpa?
Aye.
Mr. Johnson?
Aye.
We are adjourned to Medina Township Trustee Meeting at 9:25 PM. Thank you for all coming.
Hey, Matt. Do you have a fun?
Yeah.
I have to just tell me a couple.
I was prepared for that light thing, by the way.